STR Mobile. IQ Mobile.
Golly.
Good morning, Bill. Or good afternoon, I should say. Let me turn the radio down here. I just took a big bite of a nice white grape. Should have waited. Well, I'm headed up to the wire man to get a couple of pieces of wire. And then headed back home and then going to take some eggs down to the daughter. How's your day?
Pretty good. Yeah, I've been busy. And I'm about 5 minutes away from my destination here. It's been good. Got up late for me. I got up about 7:30. Had a couple cups of coffee, and Toby seemed better today after his day-long trip to the vet yesterday. So that was good. We had a nice little walk, and then headed over, had lunch with W4OSS. Enjoyed that. Then I drove over to the vet on Wade Hampton, where our only female cat that we got. I had to pick up some medicine there. So now I'm going over to church. I'll probably be there a couple hours. And then I go home. So my day will have been pretty much used up. But it is so pretty out here. It's a good day to drive up to Landrum, that area. It's pretty.
Go up 101, Bill. Bernice is home washing eggs right now that we're going to take down to the daughter. She don't wash them until we're going to use them, and of course we don't have any backed up or nothing like that, but we keep them for the neighbor and a neighbor or two, and then for Amy and her crew, because those boys are 16 and 13 and they eat like men. But God bless Toby, that's man's best friend. I just been over petting Ghost, my neighbor's dog, for quite a while. He loves me. That's funny, I walked into the feed store the other day up there on 14, and this little Australian Shepherd come out, and I just reached down and started petting it, and rubbing behind its ears and that, and the guy ran out real quick. Well, he don't normally do that. And I said, they know. And so I walked on back, and I told him, I said, they got kind of a sixth sense, who likes dogs and who don't. So I walked on back, and another guy come in, nice-looking gentleman, farmer, and that dog would not shut up barking at him. I'm telling you, they just know, Bill. But I was going to tell you, I got a confirmation from Nepal. Now, I know you've got all these countries, but I don't. And I was surprised, a 9 November Alpha Alpha at Kathmandu, and I think that's where Mount Everest is at. And he was on for a short time the other night on 20 meters, and so I worked him. There was a real crowd there. And I worked that 9 X-ray 5D expedition. I forget where that's at. I'm trying to say Malaysia, but it's not. Oh, you would know probably. They've been on quite a bit lately. I think they're only going to be there 7 days, but I worked them on a couple of bands just for the heck of it. I have them, but I don't know on that band or not. But I was going to ask you, my QSLs were not going up to, or QSOs were not going up to Logbook of the World, and then voila, they automatically come up there, and I thought something was wrong with my N3FJP. That was a question I was going to ask you about, but didn't have to.
Yeah, radios, I just park right here. I'm here at church now. Yeah, that's Africa, Rwanda. I'm not going to park here. Just a minute. Find a spot that's open here to park between the parallel lines. Yeah, it's Rwanda. That's that Russian out the expedition. They had good signals everywhere. they're working people like crazy. I tell you, a lot of these Russians, they've always been good CW operators. I mean, they really can do it. And what always amazed me, it's not in their native tongue nor alphabet, but boy, they can operate CW. That's a good one. That's a good de-expedition, well run. And I've worked Rwanda on every band except for 160 since that operation's been there. I've already had three or four bands confirmed, but they were good. Good CW operators, and they're operating FD8 as well. So, yeah, that's good about your Nepal. That's a good one. That's always a good one to work. And let's see, I got the night before last, I worked, oh my goodness, on 10 meters. It was open past almost the midnight. And I tell you, the Japanese were on, the Chinese were on. And on 10 meters, I worked Taiwan, a BX-5. I think it's BX-5AA. I think that's what it was. Hold on. But I didn't have that one up on 10 meters. And I'm just waiting for a confirmation on that one. He says he operates with LOTW. So we'll see. But if I don't get it on LOTW, I'll send him a card. He's on OQRS. N0TR
and Frankie. It's N0TR. Yeah, I noticed that 10 meters was open, but most of it was, if I'm not mistaken, was on FT8, Bill. And as you know, I don't work FT8, but I've worked Taiwan before and China and Hong Kong and that. Always loved working into the South Pacific down there. My uncle was in World War II down there. In the Samoan Islands. I can't remember the name of the one right now, but it was a famous battle. And so I always try to get those if I can. But it's definitely getting better. And I never got downstairs last night till about 9:15, and then Bernice was sleepy, and I was starting to get tired, so I quit about 11. I don't usually stay up past that unless things are really popping. But they were, and it was nice to hear it. Yeah, I'd never worked in Nepal. I have a hard time hearing down into, you know, Laos and Vietnam and in that area from here. And in Kansas, too. Had an extra skip in there. But they were running that 9X-ray 5 on 160, but I couldn't hear them.
I didn't even look for them on 160. I didn't see them spotted. 160, and last weekend I operated the WPX on 160, and that's all I operated was 160. but I don't have the Rwanda on 160. It'd be nice to have it. The CY0S was on 160 a couple nights ago, of course, that's Canada, but it counts as a country. And I didn't have them on 160 previously, but I got them on 160. They were booming in here, really strong on 160. But like the Taiwan, I've worked them before a number of times, but never on 10. So basically, almost everything I'm trying to work now are slots for the challenge, which I really enjoy doing that. I only got 30 plus left to get the third medallion. So that's my goal right now, is to get the 2,000. But of course, they have to be confirmed. And you cannot use any deleted countries for it. And you have to get them confirmed on LOTW. You have to get them up there. I think you can take cards and get them, your card check a look, but you know, you got to get them on LOTW. You got to get them with ARL. Anyway, I'm here at the church. I got to go inside. So nice talking to you. Glad you got your uploads going, and 4IQ.
Oh, nice to hear you. Yeah, I saw that CY0S, and I'll bet you that's where I saw 160. I stand corrected. May not have been the 9X-ray 5. But I think a lot of these guys are using tiers or something, because it was a nightmare up there, and I didn't spend much time. I have them on three bands in Sable Island, I think. And it wasn't worth the effort, put it that way. I was waiting for it to quiet down, but I listened to this sideband thing on 7170, and it sounded like a screaming match, and I just can't tolerate sideband that much on contesting. I don't have the spirit for that. Now, on CW, that's another story. I enjoy sitting there trying to figure out the split. Anyways, enjoy your visit at the church, Bill. Nice to hear you. And thanks for hollering back at me. N4IQ in 0TR73's Bill.
Thanks, don't crack them. Good luck with the antenna. This is N4IQ QRT.
You still monitoring N4YR?
N4YR? Yes, sir, I am. I haven't got far to go. It says 1.6 miles to Pittman Road. I'm going up the wire, man. And was it Larry? Dad burn it. I'm bad on names. Back to you.
Well, you know, I'm like my grandmother used to say, or my grandpappy used to say, you know, I'll answer to anything, especially at supper time. It's Jimmy, Juliet, India, Mike, Yankee. Yeah, I have a hard time with names myself. And, it's a beautiful day out here, Tom. It's, absolutely gorgeous out here, and I tell you what, I used to be a big DXer on all the bands. I used to get on from 160 meters. I guess I used to really like 40 meters, but I don't know. They're since they done the discontinued the continuous wave requirements. I don't know. I just kind of got off of 40 meters. But anyway, it's a beautiful day out here, and you're sounding great. N4YR.
Very good point on the dropping CW, and I know what you're talking about. It's not, it might be good for memberships, but it's not good for attitudes, and you know what I'm talking about. But Bill's right. On a brighter note, the Russians, they're not my favorite people by any means, but on CW, I'd have to say they're some of the finest operators in the world, and always have been, Jimmy, for many, many years. They go down to community stations and operate from there on tube drives, and they were just wonderful. I've gotten cards from them years ago through the bureau, and that you could tell just by the quality of the paper that these people were really oppressed, shall we say. But they are fine CW operators, and there's been a lot of posts on QRZ about them and the Ukraine war and that, and not favorable. And whether you agree with that or you don't agree with that, QRZ is not the place to post it. And that's just another place they've invaded with bad operating. But, Jimmy, I'm just 4/10 of a mile from here. I'm glad you jumped in there. And I guess it's the mailman up ahead of me. And I got to turn up this mountainous road here in just a second. But I've been told that the shop is down at the bottom of the hill now, so thank heavens for that. Talk to you later, Jimmy. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final.
I started out years ago with the old helicopter and old straight key. So, those were the days. Okay, I won't detain you no longer. 73s, have a good day. Talk with you later. N4YR Mobile.
Too long, Jimmy. I just got to pick up some jumpers, but Good to hear you. This is N0TR73.